today. State police slate a holiday sobriety checkpoint. The Springfield mayor issues a call for fiscal responsibility. An egg shortage maybe in the future. The 12 scams of Christmas. And special guest Dawn Creighton of Mass Hire talking about getting those in need back into the workforce. It's all coming up.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
And it is Wednesday, the first day of the brand new month of December for 2021. There's a little bit of a chill in the air, but the forthcoming holiday spirit tends to offset it. So welcome to our program for today. Here's the forecast that I'm sort of hinting about. Partial sun today, high 42 to 46, that's mild. Winds west 5 to 15 miles per hour. And for tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries and snow showers in the picture, and an overnight low of 26 to 32 degrees. Mass State Police Colonel Christopher S. Mason has announced a sobriety checkpoint from Saturday, December 4 to Sunday, December 5 in Hampden County on a public way. The checkpoint will be operated during varied hours, and the selection of cars will not be random. Now, the purpose of the sobriety checkpoint, quite obviously, is to further educate drivers and raise public awareness for finding and removing drivers who operate under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. No additional info on where or when the checkpoint will occur has been released.
When we last left one of the most community-minded and civic-minded people I know, Dawn Creighton, she was extolling the virtues of the fabulous city of Greenfield, but Dawn never lets the grass grow too much, and she's into something else now in her professional life, and she wants to share with us right now. Dawn, welcome back to Pioneer Valley Radio. Great to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be on. Always a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
All right, darling. Now, what are you up to? What are you doing? What's going on?
So I have accepted a temporary position at Mass Hire Holyoke, which I'm really excited about. I've been volunteering and been providing assistance to my friends in the reentry program for years. The reentry program helps place people from the Hampden County House of Correction into employment opportunities as they're being released. And so I've done that for a number of years on a volunteer. I actually received a couple awards from the sheriff's office for it. And when I was with AIM, I was actually able to give them an award for being so innovative with what they do to place the individuals as they're leaving the House of Correction. So I have a very strong relationship with Ramona Rio, who just started a program just before COVID hit, and it's two different things here. It's a recovery ready workforce. It's helping employers understand 50% of your workforce base suffers from substance abuse. And what are you doing at work to support these individuals, whether it's them, a family member, a neighbor, a loved one? How are you supporting them? You know, it's really easy for us to talk about somebody with cancer, diabetes, or, you know, any medical diagnosis, but it's not always very comfortable to talk about substance abuse, and people need to be able to talk about that as much as anything else, maybe if not more so, because there's so many stigmas around it. The next piece that I'm working on with Ramona is we're helping individuals that have experienced substance abuse re-enter the workforce. Again, this is somebody that either they themselves have experienced substance abuse or somebody in their world, a friend, a roommate, a family member, and we're getting them gainful employment. It starts off the three-week training program that gets them workforce ready, and then we get them into a industry-specific training program, whether it's a culinary program or a CDL program or customer service or CNA. We're reskilling, retooling, whichever word you prefer to use. Everyone's using a different one, and getting these individuals into the workforce. It's been absolutely fascinating in the past 5 weeks I've been doing this. My first day, I met up with somebody who is a friend of mine, and she's in HR. And I was so excited. I'm telling her all about the program, and I'm beaming with enthusiasm, as you know, when I get in that mode, Brad. You've seen it yourself. And all of a sudden, she looks at me and says, I wouldn't hire those people. I was like, come again? I was so taken back. I had no idea what to say. I didn't expect that from her. I expected her to be more open-minded. So later on that day, I actually met up with the business owner, who said, "Dawn, how are things going?" I said, "Great." She said, "What are you doing?" And I told her. She said, "Oh, Dawn, that's fantastic. I want to be part of their success story. How do I hire your candidates?" This is what I'm up against. This is why it's so hard, because you have so many different things going on in the workforce. You have HR that's just looking for bodies and getting yelled at from the business owners because they can't find them. And then you have this breakdown in what's important for the business. If the owner's really okay with it, bringing on people who want to be part of the success story, why wouldn't HR? So that's what I'm doing, Brad. I'm running around and I'm educating employers, whether it's HR, whether it's the business owner. We have a great workforce. We really do. And I'm on my way to a panel discussion now, as you can probably tell I'm in the car. And it's all about the untapped workforce. You know, we have people from our program. We have people from the Hamden County House of Correction. We have people from MRC, Massachusetts Rehabilitation Commission. We have candidates that just simply want to work.
Well, this is very important work that you're doing, Dawn, because you talk about people who have gone through the incredible Herculean effort to conquer addiction and get back to their normal lives, as much normalcy as they can, and getting their professional working sea legs back under them is tough enough to penetrate the stigma that's attached to them. But also, you don't want them to keep hitting that wall and becoming despondent, which could certainly lead them back to recidivism.
Exactly. I mean, I've been, like I said, I've been involved in the reentry program, and I need to clarify something. Not everybody in our program for the substance abuse is from the reentry program. Well, 87% of the people that are in the reentry program, there's a greater deal of people that have just experienced substance abuse. Everybody's hit a speed bump sometime in their life, and these people just need a second chance. I'm always very clear on that. We have a situation with somebody that lost his wife, was drinking very, very heavy. Teenage daughter, devastated that she lost her mom, committed suicide. The parents said to this fine man, Bob, not really his name, "Bob, you have got to get it together. You have two more kids." This man put himself in recovery, and he's doing fantastic. That's not somebody that was ever in the reentry program. As a matter of fact, he was a high-end white-collar executive. Those are some of the level of the people we have. Everybody's impacted by this in one way, shape, or form or another.
Well, Dawn, this is wonderful work that you're doing. What is the name of the organization that you're with again, please?
It's Mass Hire Holyoke. And our program, the one that we're doing, the job placements, where we call the OJT, on-the-job training, our program right now is a pilot, and that's why my role is temporary. The grant runs out May 1st. So we're hoping that, being that this has been very successful, we will be able to renew the contract. I really firmly believe in this day and age, with what we've gone through. It started off, Brad, as a contract specifically for opioid addiction. Through COVID and what people were experiencing, much wider range of substance abuse, we opened it up to all levels of substance abuse. So I'm fairly confident the contract will be renewed, because it is helping so many people. And in a time where employers are so desperately looking for employees, to be able to get somebody who has just been reskilled, retooled, whatever term you want to use, and eager to work. And these people are so gracious to the individuals that provide them that second chance, or sometimes it's the first chance.
Well, this is wonderful, Dawn Creighton, helping people get squarely, not just on the road to recovery in terms of addiction, but on the road to recovery in all areas of their lives through Mass Hire. And it's been great to learn more about this and to have you as our very special guest today, Dawn.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Brad.
Mayor Sarno seems to be sounding a stern call for fiscal responsibility in the city, and he makes the following statement. "When we took office back in 2008, Our city was on the doorstep of bankruptcy. We were being governed by a state-mandated control board. Since that time, my administration has practiced sound financial management policies that have led to the highest bond ratings in the city's history. We have $27 million in free cash, which we must manage very carefully. Keep in mind, we also have created thousands of new jobs for the people of Springfield. My administration will continue to provide tax relief to our homeowners and businesses whenever possible, as we do in this proposal. We must continue to be fiscally responsible. While we're on the subject of the mayor, he's going to hold a special signing ceremony as the city of Springfield reaffirms the city's unyielding support for HIV AIDS prevention initiatives and to increase awareness to end the HIV epidemic and achieve zero HIV-related stigma by signing the Paris Agreement 3.0. Joining Mayor Sarno will be Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris and members representing the New North Citizens Council, Planned Parenthood, League of Massachusetts, Out Now, and Tapestry Health. Lawmakers have just a month left to overcome a disagreement about how to update an animal welfare law before it kicks into effect. And if they fail to meet that deadline, well, they could unleash a nearly eggless period that one industry leader forecasts would be temporary chaos. The House and Senate have each already voted in favor of changes to a voter-approved law setting new standards for egg-laying hens. But a six-member conference committee has not reached agreement on a handful of details in the bill, delaying the proposal's passage. The effects of inaction could be enormous, even if they are in fact temporary. The committee's Senate chair, Senator Jason Lewis, said in a statement that lawmakers are in active discussions to reach agreement on the egg-laying hen legislation as soon as possible. Dare I say, we have seen much legislation in the Commonwealth that lays an egg, but this time, however, it could be literal. The service plaza on the Mass Pike in Lee is temporarily closed. According to Mass DOT, the Lee Service Plaza westbound is closed due to a sewage leak. The 24/7 plaza includes restrooms, fuel services, a convenience store, and more internet access. Also a McDonald's McCafe, Gulf Express convenience store, Gulf Fuel, diesel exhaust fuel available at Diesel Bay filling area, and an ATM and an EV charging station. Remember when they were just for coffee? Our countdown of the 12 scams of Christmas from the Better Business Bureau continues. And we're now up to number 5. Alerts about compromised accounts. The Better Business Bureau has been receiving reports on Scam Tracker about a con claiming your Amazon, PayPal, Netflix, or bank account has been compromised. Victims receive an email, call, or text message which explains that there has been suspicious activity on one of their accounts and it further urges them to take immediate action to prevent the account from being compromised. Be extra cautious about unsolicited calls, emails, and texts. We're going to hold here for today for midweek and return bright and early Thursday morning. We'll have more information for you and more conversations with interesting folks that make life and business here in Western Massachusetts what it is. So thank you. Enjoy the day. And remember, our next new program, as I mentioned, Thursday morning, will be up at 6 a.m. online and available to you throughout the day here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd. Happy holidays. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.